Oh, it's big, especially if you're hurting over the holidays from a loss of some kind. You know, we all have expectations when it comes to the holidays. I have them. You have them. All of us who are listening have them. We have expectations of ourselves. We have expectations of other people. We have expectations of the holidays. We even have expectations of what we think others expect of us. And you lump all of that together. I mean, that's crushing enough. But add into that that you're missing someone or you're enduring a loss during this time, and it can be very, very difficult to navigate the holidays. You can just wear yourself out. And, of course, then you blink on the backside, recognize Jesus is the reason for the season, but your heart hasn't been in much of anything. Here's my one piece of advice would be, if you're hurting these holidays, downgrade your expectations of yourself and downgrade them to God's expectations of you. Now, what are God's expectations of us? They're really quite simple. Love Him and love our neighbor as ourself. Or we could say love Him by loving ourselves so we can love our neighbor. And if you're in grief, that's especially important. You can't give away what you don't have. So be proactive. Don't just let the holidays happen. If you're hurting, you're the one that gets to choose this year what you're going to do, when, how, and with whom. And the best gift that you can give to those around you is to really take care of yourself, or another way to say that would be to let God take care of you by you taking care of yourself and breathing deeply and just taking these holidays sort of as they come. We at Hospice Brazos Valley are here to help with that. Feel free to call us at 821-2266. Check out my website. There's a number of holiday grief resources there at GaryRoe.com. That's R-O-E.com. So if you're hurting these holidays, recognize expectations are at work. Breathe deeply. Seek God. You get to choose what to do this year.